أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر إلى الذين نهوا عن النجوى ثم يعودون لما نهوا عنه ويتناجون بالإثم والعدوان ومعصية الرسول. In the previous ayats yesterday, Allah Ta'ala warned us that wherever we are, if we are just two people, the third with us is Allah Ta'ala. If we are five, the sixth with us is Allah Ta'ala. In other words, Allah is wherever we are. So we must be very careful what we discuss. From these ayat we see that what actually Allah Ta'ala is referring to, private discussions where we are plotting against the deen especially. Or even if you are plotting against any other person, any other organization or anything, Allah is fully aware of what we are plotting. So in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, they used to be plotting all the time. And this is a warning particularly for them. Those who are plotting against any proper mission and work of deen, they were plotting all the time against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much so that even when they were in his majlis, they would look at one another, wink eye, see what he's saying now. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who had the total respect and total obedience of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the munafiqeen used to say, see how gullible these people are. They are so simple-minded and so gullible that they accept everything what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. In fact, in the first supara, Allah Ta'ala says, iman of a person can only be acceptable when it is according to the iman of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. And that is that you believe mainly about the akhirat, about dunya's things, and what is happening in dunya, that is not so important, and you are oblivious to that. You are more concerned about akhirat. Such a person in today's time also will be regarded as a person who is backwards, who is out of time. He doesn't know what is happening. But that is what Allah Ta'ala likes. So Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ نُهُوا عَنِ النَّجْوَىٰ. تُنے نہ دیکھا ان لوگوں کو جن کو منع ہوئی کھانا پھوسی. Have you not seen those people who were prohibited from talking in secret, from spying, whispering, speaking into the ears of one another? That what they are, and this is the evil things, the wrong things what they are talking. They are whispering in one another's ears about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na'uzu billah, about the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Thumma ya'uduna lima nuhu anhu. Phir bhi wahi karte hai jo mana ho chuka hai. But they keep on doing that which they have been forbidden from doing. Right in the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they should try and make a mock out of it. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something about iman, about ghaib, about akhirah, which people cannot just understand simply, and especially those people who are inclined to dunya, they can't understand the talks of akhirat, etc., and how the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala is working, and how we must trust on the qudrat of Allah. So they should wink eyes at one another, make signs to one another, see now what he's saying, hear but what he's saying, etc. وَيَتَنَاجَوْنَ بِالْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ وَمَعْصِيَّةِ الرَّسُولِ. اور کان میں باتیں کرتے ہیں گناہ کی اور زیادتی کی اور رسول کی نافرمانی کی. And they are whispering and talking in their sign language to one another. What is it? And this is what is forbidden about the gunah things, etc. Or about going beyond the limits which Allah Ta'ala has set. Allah has set a limit for everything, and they talking of things, breaking those limits and laws and going against it. وَمَعَصِيَّةِ الرَّسُولِ. And against the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, against Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is what they are conspiring all the time. We must be very careful that we don't fall prey to this. This happens even till today, where people speak together, make a joke and mock out of the real efforts of deen, of the man of Allah Ta'ala. Anyone who gives a correct fatwa, it doesn't agree to us. We make a big joke about the person and we regard him as a mad person, etc. But we must be very careful we don't fall guilty of these things of which the munafiqeen used to fall prey to. And we just start making a joke. Many times people make a joke about Tabligh Jamaat or about the Khanqa or about any correct Masala, etc. We make a joke because we don't like it. This was the trend and the way of the munafiqeen. وَيَقُولُونَ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ لَوْ لَا يُعَذِّبُنَ اللَّهُ بِمَا نَقُولُ اور کہتے ہیں اپنے دل میں کیوں نہیں عذاب کرتا ہم کو اللہ اس پر جو ہم کہتے ہیں. And then they used to say, if we are doing wrong, then why isn't Allah punishing us? But Allah's system is not that. This world is not the place for punishment. Place for punishment is the Akhirah. But when our cup overflows already in this world, then Allah takes a person to task in this world already. In one ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. We will give them chance from places they do not understand. We will make things flowery in their lives. Nothing will be going wrong. Everything will be going right. But they are doing all the wrong things. But Allah is not taking them to task. Allah is leaving them. وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ. I will give them chance. I will leave just like a fisherman. He plays with the fish in the water. The fish is hooked already, but the fish doesn't know. He's playing with the fish. Then finally when he pulls out the fish, then the fish realizes now it's in big trouble. When it's out of water, now it's going to be cut up into pieces. It's going to be put in the frying pan. The people are going to chew it between their teeth and their jaws. Everything will happen now. So we must not think that when things are going right with us like that normally, but we are doing wrong things. We are not making namaz. We are talking bad about aspects of deen, etc. And that no, just nothing happened. There is nothing. Allah says, I'm just giving them respite. And this is also the mercy of Allah that a person gets chance to make tawbah. If he can come to his senses and he makes tawbah. In another place in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. We will make them taste of the lesser azab here. Allah will give some problem, but that is for that good fortune person who takes heed of it. Otherwise, now the weather patterns are changing, heat, etc. We just say global warming. We don't take it as an azab from Allah Ta'ala, a warning for us. A person gets sick, etc. He doesn't take it as a warning. He says, everyone gets sick. This is a normal trend. All these things happen. No, it's a message from Allah that make tawbah. Before you die. Mutu qabla an tamutu. Die before you die. In other words, correct your matters with Allah. Otherwise, you leave it for the qabr. You didn't make tawbah of your gunas. And there are many gunas we made since when we were young. For example, we were at high school, we had become baligh already. Perhaps we had contact with girls at that time. And all other wrong things we did. We weren't keeping rozas, we were not making namazes, and we didn't even make tawbah of it. Not making tawbah of a guna, even if 20, 30 years pass, it doesn't mean it's written off now. That guna is still there, we must make tawbah from it. So a person should reflect on his past life and then make tawbah. Fortunate is that person who gets an opportunity to think of all the wrong, how we spoke to people, how we argued with people, what we spoke about people. All those things have accumulated. Our bad debts are going up and we are, and Allah doesn't charge interest on it. How much guna we made, that amount of guna. Make tawbah and it is written off. Sincere tawbah and correct tawbah, and Allah writes it off and go with a clean slate to Allah when we pass away. Hasbuhum jahannam. Kafi hai unko dozakh. Allah said for them their place is jahannam. Those who do not make tawbah, especially from kufr and shirk, and they don't make tawbah and they go in that state to Allah Ta'ala, their place is jahannam. يَصْلَوْنَهَا دَاخِلْ هُمْ گِ اُسْمَيْ. They will be all thrown into Jahannam. The people of Jahannam will enter Jahannam in such a way that they will be all collected together, heaped one on top of the other, and then just pushed into the fire of Jahannam. May Allah save us all and give us the tawfiq. Allah is so kind that no matter what guna, even if a person was a kafir for 99 years, but he makes tawbah, one time he reads La ilaha illallah, Allah forgives all his sins. And in fact, Allah changes it into good deeds. It is up to us. Allah is not a zalim. Allah is not an oppressor. He has made it very easy for us. And He has left the doors of open until you see the clear signs of maut or the clear signs of Qiyamah come, then the doors of Tawbah will be closed. Otherwise, they are wide open. Make sincere Tawbah, change our lives, and all our past sins are forgiven also, and Allah changes them into good deeds also. فَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ So, buri jaga pahunche. So, if they reach Jahannam, then you have reached a very bad place. And if you reach with kufr and shirk, then unfortunately forever you will have to suffer there. But if you make, even from kufr and shirk, a person makes tawbah. All other gunas which he might have committed, that also Allah will forgive. And correct tawbah is that if we have got qaza namazes, we make all those qaza namazes. If we are owing people down of money, we did people down with money, correct our matters. Ask them for maafi. And even so much so, that the rights of fellow beings in the plains of Arafat, that dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not being accepted. But when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Muzdalifah, and he made dua, and shaitan said, your ummah will be forgiven all their sins because you made dua for them, but not the sins of fellow brothers. But in Muzdalifah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made that dua, and here that dua was also accepted by Allah. So we must make dua also, and the sign of the acceptance of the duas of fellow persons is Allah will give us tawfiq to now to pay them back, to correct our matters with them, to ask them for maafi, etc. And we go free from this dunya, from sin. Very fortunate is that person. May Allah in His infinite mercy make us all from those people who go with no sin on our record of deeds on the day of Qiyamah.